Next door, in the deeply Republican state of Utah, the health care debate has helped make a three-term senator vulnerable. But this is no Democrat. Republican Bob Bennett co-sponsored an early health care bill. He also voted for the initial TARP bank bailout, and he's considered a moderate on immigration. So, some state and national groups are mobilizing against Bennett in Utah's caucuses tomorrow. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Last week in the town of Washington Terrace, Utah, at the auditorium in the public library, Frank Anderson sounded the alarm.
We now need you to band together and replace Bob Bennett. We know exactly how you can do it. It's called your local precinct meetings, and they're going to be held on Tuesday, March 23rd.
Anderson is co-founder of Independence Caucus, a Utah-based group out to replace elected officials deemed not conservative enough.
If you stay home and let Bob Bennett's hand-picked supporters get elected as your delegates, our senators and representatives get the message Utah doesn't really care and that you want to continue following Bob Bennett as he steers us towards bigger government and fiscal irresponsibility. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, we cannot let that happen.
Thank you.
This room full of Tea Party activists was called together by the Local 912 Project, a group of strict constitutionalists inspired by talk show host Glenn Beck. Housewife Kathy Smith will run as an anti-Bennett delegate at her neighborhood caucus.
Either they're rhinos, Republicans in name only, or they go in and they're soon part of the system. I think these incumbents, and Bob Bennett especially, are in big trouble.
Because?
Number one would be his vote for the bailout. Amen. Unconstitutional, irresponsible, treasonous, unethical, immoral, horrible.
Now, 65 angry voters in a library wouldn't matter much to Senator Bennett if Utah didn't have a state caucus and convention process.
Which empowers a very small number of people who are typically to the far right and highly motivated.
Kirk Jowers directs the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah.
If you become a delegate, your vote is worth something like 8,000 people. People were concerned about the superdelegates of the Democrats. They were wimps compared to what Utah does for its delegates.
The 3,200 delegates elected at Utah's caucuses go to the state convention in May and decide whether Senator Bennett will face a primary or run again at all. So Bennett is trying to get his own supporters to tomorrow's caucuses.
And usually they'll collect donations for the party.
In the basement of a Salt Lake City office building, Bennett campaign staffers phone supporters across the state, urging them to attend caucuses. Now, Bennett has a solid political and cultural legacy. He's the grandson of a Mormon prophet in a Mormon-dominated state. His father was a popular four-term U.S. senator. And Utah is so Republican, no Democratic Senate candidate is considered electable. But 60% of the people responding to a November KSL Deseret News poll said they wanted somebody new in the Senate seat. Here's Senator Bennett.
There is a mood in the country of anger, and the reaction is, well, I can speak out in anger against the incumbent. Well, here in Utah, the incumbent is Republican. So, okay, if we're going to speak out against an incumbent, we lash out against Bob Bennett.
Despite that, Bennett says he has no regrets for his vote supporting the initial bank bailout, citing the pending global financial crisis at the time. He won't apologize for his co-sponsorship of an early bipartisan health care bill, calling politics a team sport. And he uses TV ads to try to turn voter anger toward the president.
I'm Bob Bennett, and I approve this message. We have to stop President Obama's liberal agenda, and the fight is now.
Bennett's first fight for caucus delegates is falling short, according to his own pre-caucus poll, which also indicates that none of his seven Republican opponents dominate, and many delegates are expected to be uncommitted. So the big battle is the state Republican convention in May, and at conventions in the past, relatively moderate Republicans, far more popular statewide than Senator Bob Bennett, have been booed or booted or both. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.